Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Who Stole My Pension? How You Can Stop the Looting is a nonfiction financial warning and advocacy book by Robert Kiyosaki and Edward Seidel. Positioned within the retirement finance and personal finance genre, it examines the fragility of pension systems in the United States and other developed countries, arguing that the danger to retirees is not only demographic but also structural. The book focuses on pension mismanagement, hidden costs, excessive fees, conflicts of interest, and poor oversight as major threats to retirement security. Drawing on Kiyosaki's long-standing emphasis on financial literacy and Seidel's expertise in forensic pension investigation, the book presents pensions as systems that require scrutiny rather than blind trust. Its purpose is practical to alert workers, retirees, and future pensioners to the risks embedded in pension administration and to encourage informed action before losses become irreversible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pension crisis as a structural failure, not just an aging population problem. A central argument of the book is that the pension crisis is often explained too narrowly as a consequence of longer life expectancy and an expanding retiree population. The authors broaden that diagnosis by stressing that many pension systems are failing because of systemic mismanagement, weak governance, and poor investment decisions. This matters because it shifts responsibility from abstract demographic trends to identifiable institutional practices. If the problem were only population aging, then the response would be limited to waiting, saving more, or accepting lower benefits. The book instead suggests that many pension funds are under pressure because they were exposed to decisions that benefited managers, consultants, or financial firms more than beneficiaries. That framing makes the issue actionable. Readers are asked to understand pensions as financial institutions that can be monitored, questioned, and reformed. The book therefore turns retirement security into a matter of oversight and accountability, not passive dependence on promises made decades earlier. Secondly, Wall Street influence and the hidden costs draining retirement assets. The book gives special attention to the role of Wall Street in pension underperformance and asset leakage. Rather than treating investment losses as simple market risk, it points to a pattern in which high-fee products, aggressive fund strategies, and conflicted relationships steadily erode pension value. This is important because hidden costs do not usually appear as dramatic fraud. They accumulate through management fees, consultant arrangements, and investment structures that are difficult for ordinary plan members to see. By emphasizing these mechanisms, the authors reveal why pension funds can appear sophisticated while still delivering disappointing results. The book does not claim that every loss is deliberate theft in a criminal sense, but it does argue that the system often rewards intermediaries at the expense of beneficiaries. That distinction is useful for readers because it shows how retirement savings can be drained even when no single headline scandal is present. The result is a more realistic understanding of financial leakage. The pension fund may be formally intact while still being steadily stripped of value through opaque arrangements. Thirdly, forensic scrutiny and the importance of asking better pension questions. Edward Seidel's presence gives the book a forensic dimension that sets it apart from general retirement warnings. Instead of simply urging people to be worried, the book emphasizes investigation, identifying hidden fees, examining conflicts of interest, and looking for signs that a fund is being mismanaged. This approach matters because pension systems are complex, and complexity itself can shield poor practices from scrutiny. The book responds by encouraging readers to become more active observers of their own retirement plans. That means asking how assets are invested, who is paid, what risks are being taken, and whether the people managing the plan have incentives that conflict with participant interests. The value of this approach is not that every reader will become an expert investigator, but that readers are given a framework for recognizing when a pension deserves further review. In that sense, the book converts anxiety into inquiry. It shows that the first defense against looting is not prediction, but transparency, knowing what questions to ask before damage becomes permanent. Fourthly, Kiyosaki's financial literacy message applied to retirement systems. The book fits squarely within Kiyosaki's broader financial literacy philosophy, but it applies that philosophy to pension systems rather than to individual budgeting alone. His long-running message is that people should not depend entirely on employers, institutions, or official assurances when their financial future is at stake. Here, that idea becomes a critique of retirement complacency. The book warns that many workers assume a pension will be there because it is promised, even though the underlying system may be unstable or poorly managed. This is where the book connects literacy to action. Understanding balance sheets, incentives, and risk is not just useful for investors, but necessary for anyone relying on a pension. The personal reference to Kiyosaki's father losing his job and pension reinforces the argument. In a simple Accessible Way education alone does not protect someone if the system they depend on is broken. The book therefore extends the rich dad style of teaching into retirement planning, using a familiar framework to challenge a deeply rooted assumption about security. Lastly, Practical Retirement Self-Defense through Transparency, Oversight, and Planning. The book is not written as a technical policy treatise alone. It is also a guide to self-defense for pension holders. Its practical contribution is the suggestion that workers and retirees can take concrete steps to assess their own vulnerability. That includes learning how pensions are run, recognizing warning signs, and demanding clearer information from those in charge. This practical emphasis is important because it prevents the subject from becoming purely theoretical. Readers are not just told that the system is broken. They are shown that knowledge can improve their position, even if they cannot control the entire structure. The book also implicitly argues that retirement planning should not rely on a single source of income or on unexamined trust in institutions. In that way, it promotes a broader resilience mindset without turning into a generic investing manual. What makes this practical angle distinctive is that it addresses a specific institutional risk rather than general market volatility. The target is not simply retirement uncertainty, but the administrative and financial opacity that can quietly undermine a pension over time. In conclusion, Who Stole My Pension? How You Can Stop the Looting is best suited for workers with defined benefit pensions, retirees worried about benefit security, and readers interested in the mechanics of retirement system failure. It will also appeal to anyone who wants a more skeptical and investigative view of pension management than standard retirement advice usually provides. The book's main benefit is that it reframes pension risk as something people can examine rather than merely fear. Readers gain a clearer sense of how hidden fees, conflicted incentives, weak oversight, and poor investment choices can damage retirement outcomes even before a system formally collapses. Compared with broader personal finance books, this one is narrower in scope but sharper in focus. It concentrates on the specific architecture of pension looting and the questions beneficiaries should ask. Compared with policy books, it is more accessible and action-oriented. Its distinctive value lies in combining Kiyosaki's financial literacy message with Seidel's forensic pension expertise, producing a book that is both cautionary and investigative. For readers who want to understand why pension promises can fail and what to look for before that happens, it stands out in its category. If you would like to support Robert Kiyosaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.